At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave a difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. Answer if I don't, I'll Google it there.
With Crown Trade, 97% of painters and decorators agree there's no better paint.
I was very proud of my little hint right around where I said Cahill has a vested interest in this, but I'll explain how, right? Got a question in from Louise. She says, Dave, I have a cue for you for Ask Dave after watching the epic hurling match the other day. I noticed, especially on the Clare jerseys, there was a little square box or padding on the back of the jersey in between the player's shoulder blades. What's this about? I think I noticed it in some Cork players too, but it was harder to see with the red jersey. Thanks, Louise, a Clare woman in Cork for 18 years.
Whoa.
How loud were your celebrations? Were you kind of...
Yes.
I'd say they were loud.
Yeah, well, they're
so loud.
Okay, so what you've seen there, Louise, right? See, that's why I said I'm proud of my Cahill invested. Cahill is the hurling bit. And the vested is, basically, these players, all elite-level athletes, wear these GPS trackers in games and in training, or both. So they put a small vest on. It looks a little bit like a sports bra. But they put it on, and then there's a pouch in between the shoulder blades, and that's where you put this GPS unit. And that's identified as that individual player's personal unit. And then it can begin to do its job. And what it basically is a measurement tool. It's actually really cool. It uses satellite, like GPS, like you do in your sat-nav, to track the movement of the player. So it can tell how far they've run in a match or a session or whatever, what their highest speed was, how often they sprinted, what their meters covered per minute would be, and loads more stuff. If it's also paired with a heart monitor, which a lot of them are, it can also see what the heart rates are doing during specific periods of different kind of exertion. So player A sprinted at 30.6 kilometers an hour for 7 seconds, and his heart rate was 137 BPM. And then based on that and what they think the player is capable of, they can tell him, okay, well, hang on, your heart rate only went to 137. You can push your heart rate to 150, so you should be able to get faster or sprint for longer or whatever it is. It can also be used when a player is recovering from injury, so it can measure the load on a player's body and then can help tailor a session for the strength and conditioning coach can go, you know, okay, Cahill's coming back from injury, so we're going to make him do, you know, 40% exertion today. So we want to make sure he doesn't go above 20 kilometers an hour in a sprint. He doesn't sprint more than 7 times in a session or whatever it would be.
Mm.
So I asked around a couple of people who are involved in this, because I asked Cahill, did he ever wear one? And he says no. So obviously,
but you did say elite level athletes.
I did.
So. I have my Whoop. I would actually love if the Whoop showed distance covered. I could be shocked. But you know, as well, I just, when you're on about what, like for training and stuff as well. And also, if you're a player wearing one of those and you know that after every session, your manager and your S&C coach are looking at it.
No hiding.
No hiding place at all.
None at all. I remember training as a kid, like, you know, in whatever, say, rugby or whatever. And you'd be doing sprints, you know, but the coach would be on one side of the pitch and you'd be all the way on the other side. Sure, you could be going 3-quarter pace, you wouldn't know the difference, as long as you kept up with the fella in front of you. Do you know what I mean? Like, so, yeah. No hiding in this one. I asked a loud hurler, actually, Stephen Kettle, and Stephen wears them, and this is what he had to say about them.
Yeah, so we wore the Stats Sports Vest, the GPS tracker, loud this year. Thought it was really beneficial. We wore them with training and matches, so it gives you an overall breakdown of like your total distance, your in the game or training, your distance per minute, your max speed. So you know you can see the results there. Our S&C coach Emo would be she would submit the results after every training, after every game. So you know the areas you need to improve on. So say for example, I was playing midfield this year, so I want to be clocking up about 10k. Or so like, you know, if you had 9k, if you ran 9k in the game previous, you know, you'd have to, you know, pull up your socks a bit for the next game. Similar for max speed and distance per minute as well. And The boys all thought it was very, very useful now this year.
There you go. So very useful for Stephen and the lads in Louth hurling.
The great Stephen Kettle from Loudbite.
There you are. Good hurler. Also spoke to Damien Doyle, who is the strength and conditioning coach for the Republic of Ireland men's team. And he said it is fundamental to their strength and conditioning that each player is given their pack, and someone from the actual company, Statsport is the one they use, actually comes to training, sets up the tech on the side, the receivers and all that, and the iPad. And the iPad is live. So even mid-session, Damien can tell a player, you're not doing enough, or you're doing too much, or your sprinting needs to be better, or slow down there, or, you know, whatever it is. And they also measure things like accelerations and decelerations, dynamic stress loads, loads of stuff. It's one of the cornerstones to the whole strength and conditioning thing. And actually, the players get really competitive about it, okay? So Ben Youngs is a scrum half for the England rugby team. And he said that it actually can help them understand how the game went.
Yeah, I do look at all the figures. A lot of boys do. There's loads of bits you can pick up and get an understanding of how the game went, when it picked up, when it was slow, and all those bits.
So all those kind of things, like the information it gives you, can allow you to see, around the 35-minute mark in the first half, the whole game slowed down. So why did that happen? What do we need to do to... If our game is about high impact, high intensity, what do we do there? But also, as you can imagine, these elite level athletes, Cahill, you know, I'm sure you can imagine what it's like. They're all absolutely super competitive. So you can imagine what it's like within the squad. So Ben was talking about that as well.
There's usually banter on who's done the least, and they get a lot of stick. Running wise, you know, the flankers and guys like back rowers usually clocking up some good mileage on these.
And I would say in rugby, I would say the nine, the scrum half, is definitely doing the most amount of work. So I would say Ben Youngs is always at the top of his game. So Louise, there you go. That's what the hurlers are wearing on Sunday. You'll probably see them wearing in most sports. You'll see them in the football, I would imagine, on the weekend as well. They're not bras, which is something that people have said before. They're not wearing sports bras, just carrying those GPS trackers.
Ben is on there about, you know, the banter and how they, you know, whoever gets the lowest. We do have a Whoop group.
We do.
But you just don't care about your string. So it's there's no
banter allowed because I'm just like,
you never want a high strain.
Lowest amount of strain possible is what I'm actually aiming for. My constantly keeps telling me, it goes, oh, you've had a peak recovery because you've done next to nothing. And I'm like, yes, other than answer Ask Dave questions, I've done nothing.
Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.